This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
All right, so you can bring up anything, and there's a lot in the news, but I guess the big news today is that some rich, privileged people got married.
Oh, that's Prince William and now Princess
Kate.
Yeah. Although I heard she might be a duchess because she can't be a princess until blah, blah, blah. And I
guess she would be a duchess.
It's just a very expensive celebration.
I would like to know.
Oh, it's nothing compared to what the Obama family spends flying around all over the United States in that that Air Force One. Are you kidding me?
I would like to know from you, the listener, if you think that this wedding has any import whatsoever to your life. Because today, when I was awakened to the, you know, I listen to the local talk radio station when I wake up, usually most mornings, and I was listening to the news, and it was the top story. This was the top story, complete with what do they call it? With it, like the flavor audio or whatever of the scene. Mm. They actually had that too to really kind of spice up the report about some rich privileged people getting hitched and all of the
at the expense of the taxpayer. It's not
entirely.
I don't care
who paid for it.
I mean, they did pay. The taxpayers did pay quite a bit. But
well, the taxpayers also just support that entire family.
I don't think so. No, it's my understanding.
Is this Great Britain? I don't even know we're talking.
It is Great Britain. Okay. And
Princess Diana's eldest son, Prince William.
That's correct. They do not, as I understand it, support the family entirely. There are some lines you can draw to, you know, things that perhaps the royal family should be paying for that they're not. But I think largely they
Who of them have a job?
They don't need a job. They robbed their family robbed people many, many million ago.
Right, okay. So it's still taxpayer dollars.
Taxpayers, thank you. Yeah, right?
It's like the cops that bought the activist pizza earlier this week. It didn't come from, presumably did not come from the department's funds. It came from the funds of the police association or the pocket of the police lieutenant. But either way, likely that money came from taxpayers because that's where those guys get their paychecks from, right?
Well, it brings up this interesting argument between sort of European libertarians who called themselves Georgists or geo-libertarians and sort of United States libertarians.
Small L or capital L?
Who knows? I don't think those things mean anything to in this particular instance. The idea the Georgists believe that all land belongs to everybody at once, and that would make perfectly good sense when you consider that at one point earls, dukes, and kings basically owned everything in England, and essentially anything that anybody's got now in England they got because dukes and earls decided to give it up and not kill people for it, and so they still own great deals of holdings and stuff like that, and it makes people outraged, and it should make people outraged.
1-800-259-9231. So are you one of those people who just is so excited about our royalty? They're getting married. Okay, yes, they don't even live around here, but it's just so exciting. Look at what they're wearing. Isn't she beautiful? Doesn't he look ravishing?
Well, now, if you're in the industry of selling clothing, you're a clothier, haberdasher, I mean, wouldn't you be excited about that? I mean, that makes sense.
But if I'm a news editor, if I'm somebody who's deciding what to put on television as far as what is newsworthy and important, should be important to the viewer, then I don't care what those people are wearing.
I wouldn't call it hard news.
How many people turned out, and it is just completely outrageous, I think.
News is what people care about, though,
are more interested, according to Daniel Radcliffe, who is, I was watching a little clip on Hulu last night. He was being interviewed by Jimmy Fallon, and I'm going to go see him perform on Broadway next week, so I was kind of excited to see him.
Isn't that Harry Potter?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and he's now performing in How to Succeed in This Business Without Even Trying, I think that's right. Yeah, and so I was, I just wanted to check him out and stuff, and Jimmy asked him, so, what do you think about the wedding? It's tomorrow, or whatever, and he's like, don't think about the wedding. Hmm. And he said, in fact, I wasn't able to, people were asking me here about it, and so I phoned my mom or whatever and asked and couldn't find a single friend or family member that knew anything about it. But it seems to be very popular here in the United States.
Well, and the United States has a
we good, like bright, shiny things.
Well, it's a good long history of Anglophilia, too, that they like, you know, what the Great Britain is doing, Americans. You know, that now they're the empire, but they're barred from the Constitution from having titles and, you know, things right. like that. So they kind of look over there for that kind of thing. And I don't know. To me, it's absolutely pointless. It makes no sense to me. But I think, you know, the very fact that there's an outrage here amuses me, too. Who cares?
So if you are one of those people, I would love to hear from you. You must be out there, right? I mean, if they're reporting on it on the top story on the news, surely there must be some level of popularity about this. I mean, clearly, remember when Princess Diana
died?
I
loved Princess Diana.
You loved her?
I loved her.
Did you know her?
Mm-hmm.
Really? How did you know her? How did you know her?
We were roommates.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
No, absolutely not. Oh, okay. No, but, you know, you say I love pizza or whatever. It's more than pizza. What she did, you know, her humanitarian efforts and everything like that, particularly with children with AIDS, just was, I had a very good friend around that time who had AIDS, and so I got to watch how people wouldn't hug him and wouldn't touch him because they thought they were, you know, and she, you know, there was this very famous photo of her picking up a child.
Are Diana's efforts more important than the efforts of the people working at the nearby AIDS clinic?
Absolutely not. But she created, I mean, her, you know, her name brand was able to open up a lot of opportunities for people that gave money to create those hospitals and things like that.
I'm not denying that she did things that were important. I mean, good for her. I'm glad that she did whatever she felt was important and hopefully helped people. But there are people all around the world who help folks, and they give money and of their time to various different causes that they find important. And I think the idea that this woman, or in this case, these people, should be held up to any level of extra appreciation because they're royalty, they're special. They've got the right bloodlines and et cetera. Whatever for whatever reason that people, you know, you also got the Kennedys here in the United States. A lot of news media reports on them and calls them things like our royal family.
Right.
This obsession with royalty, which is kind of another version of an obsession with Hollywood, and you know this obsession, the idea of people's obsession
though,
with
effort though on the part of the actors. You know what I mean? Like it has something to do with their merit. I cannot, for the life of me, figure out what the royal family, in terms of the Queen, her husband, and this continuing bloodline, what purpose they serve.
You make a good point there in that the people that are actors are actually doing a trade. They're actually doing something useful, creating a valuable product for people to get excited about. And no doubt, I don't mean to besmirch actors either, but I'm talking about the obsession of some Americans, some people around the world, not everybody, but some people with this celebrity, the obsession with celebrity. And I don't mean it just for actors and actresses, but also so-called royalty. Politicians are also players in this celebrity game as well. It's just, this really, you see it in the tabloid magazines. You see it on regular newspapers. Just an obsession with political personalities or pop culture personalities. And
but
it's just sad.
There was something interesting that just happened, though, when you said, I said, I love her. And you said, did you know her? And your face lit up a little bit. And I said, yeah. And you're like, oh. And
oh, I was pandering to you a little bit. No, I wasn't
but,
really seriously interested
no,
in
No, but
that.
To leading to that, though, I think that a lot of people get excited about the idea of knowing something about somebody. You know, it's kind of an exotic sort of gossip. Because their lives are boring and meaningless and purposeless.
Well, I think that's what they think.
Yes.
I find it sad. I don't know.
Is.
I mean, I just don't like the whole royal thing. But, you know, people like it for whatever reason they like it. I mean, people...
If that's what you want to spend your time doing.
I like football a little bit. You know, I like to watch it a little bit. And really, what's the difference? I mean, what's there's a frivolity involved. I wouldn't call
it... Do you keep track of the drama between the players?
Not at all. Not at all. Unless you're talking about, like, you know, the hunting, fighting
that's
dogs against each
similar,
other.
Well, okay, right. So it's the drama. It's the detail. 1-800-259-9231. The obsession, the detail of other people's lives. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Our webcam is there. You can watch, listen, and interact. Our chat room built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to go and enjoy those features for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. So, we, of course, will allow you to take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, and the webcam is brought to you by Memory Dealers. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. They are your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. MemoryDealers.com. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. That's memorydealers.com. Now, of course, we can take your phone calls about anything. If you are one of those folks that thinks that it's important, this news about the royalty, so-called human beings, these humans who happen to be more politically connected and wealthier than the average person getting married. If you think this is of some importance, I would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Because I agree with you, Mark. I think that the obsession with celebrity is sad. The obsession, and it seems to be like, you know, you said, I think it was you, Michelle, that said that their lives are empty and meaningless.
People that are obsessed. And so I think there's like a vicarious thrill, you know, same on a smaller scale, soap operas. You know, you have no romance in your life, so you can sit there on your couch in the afternoon fantasizing about that man kissing you the way you wish your husband would.
Oh, dear. I think that there's some reality to what you're saying there, and I don't think that those folks' lives are meaningless. If they believe that about themselves, and that's a story they can tell themselves, I'm not going to be able to change that. I don't want to change them.
Yes, I stand corrected. I don't think anyone's life is meaningless.
But I can understand why people might feel that way. I can understand why people might feel hopeless and depressed or whatever. Whatever reasons they have in their lives for focusing on details about the lives of others, whether it's their love life or their sports interactions and scores or whatever we're talking about. It's just unfortunate because they are replacing, to some extent, themselves with the activities of these others. And they're attempting to live vicariously, if you will, through the actions of these other folks. And it's just there's nothing else I can say besides I feel sorry for those folks.
It would be nice. I mean, I just think that passion really ought to be the reason that everyone gets up in the morning and
whatever that
the
is.
Reason you don't want to go to bed at night. I mean, something is just, you know, and I've certainly had, you know, moments or weeks or months or years even in my life where I was, you know, depressed or I wasn't passionate about something and I just couldn't get my juju going or something. I cannot imagine having my existence be like that forever.
I think you brought the right word into this, passion. I think that's a great point because, if you've got something that you're impassioned about, then you're going to not be distracting yourself with the silliness of, you know, who Brad Pitt is marrying or whatever, how many kids they're having,
etc. Are they getting married now?
I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. You just pick a name like Brad Pitt and then talk about kids and marriage, and you've got a news story about you've got an entertainment news story.
They sell these magazines. They sell
them. They sure do.
Well, then they had like Team Angelina and Team Jen. There were people that were wearing
T-shirts. Right? Are you serious?
Extremely effective marketing for the magazines.
Because Brad Pitt was married to Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
And then Angelina came along and they broke up. So there was Team Jen and Team Angelina.
Did you actually see one of these in real life, one of these T-shirts? Or was it just like a picture?
They were all
online?
Over Hollywood.
Wow. That is, man. That's like the lowest, almost the lowest of the lows, like scraping the bottom of the celebrity barrel when you've adjusted your attire to follow the lives of the celebrities.
So I should get rid of my Led Zeppelin T-shirt?
Ooh. You know, I think that there's an appreciation for pop culture that is, you know, I think that there's a line somewhere, right? There's a line between appreciating and being familiar with things in pop culture and being obsessed with certain aspects of it, certain aspects, specifically of the personal lives of the people behind the creation of it. Because obviously you've got fans of movies and things like that, fans of video games or whatever. But that's something that people could use to clearly you can spend your leisure time on whatever it is that you want to, and I'm not saying that spending leisure time on one thing versus another is better than another. I just don't think that it doesn't seem as sad to me. It doesn't seem as sad to me.
Yeah. When, I mean, it holds no interest for me, and I'll admit to being, you know, snooty about it. I really am. I mean, I you know, when it comes to sort of knowing the lives, yeah, indeed, knowing the lives of these people, and to me, these people are everybody who sort of fits in the celebrity realm. It just it seems pointless to me. I you know, think that there's better ways to spend one's time.
Okay, but one thing, Ron Paul was praised by a lot of people within the conservative Republican Party that. You know, but that were interested in voting for him, but they were socially conservative because he never even rides an elevator alone with a woman without his aide there or another person. He doesn't, you know, he's so cautious and so that's a part of his personal life that I really didn't need to know.
Yeah.
But it was used to describe him to show how meticulous he was about protecting the appearance of any wrongdoing regarding his marriage. So, I mean, I think that we tend to use sometimes our personal lives, and I'm saying we and our, just to make a general statement, to use our personal lives to, you know, propel us even maybe beyond what our worth is to the situation, as if, oh, well, look at how great I am because of, you know, I don't ride elevators up with strange women or whatever. So I think that to say, you know, getting involved in people's personal lives, I think that the media as well as the celebrities themselves do a great deal to sell and market that out there because they turn around and get paid and get more money. And I'm sure that the endorsements for this, you know, for Kate and William are going to be huge on account of this.
The toll-free number here tonight for your thoughts, 800-259-9231. For me, it comes from kind of a point of, I mean, it seems weird to say this, but from being humble. I mean, I have this radio show. It's on 95 stations, but I don't want people to be obsessed with me and my personal life. Please,
I'm obsessed
there's
with
not
you.
Much that's very interesting, okay? You know, I like to play video games. Whoopee-doo. So do a lot of other people. Of course, I don't really have
and
much
Dominion.
Time. I don't really have much time for those things. But yeah, actually, I play more Dominion these days than games. But come on. I mean, everybody's lives are just as uninteresting, if you will. The celebrities are not more interesting than you. Who they are marrying and what they're doing as far as their children are concerned, that's not more interesting than your life, or not even as interesting as
we've
your life.
We've been talking about it for a half an hour.
Well, just from one aspect of it, for sure. 800-259-9231. We've certainly got a lot more to talk about here tonight. I got a lot of bad stuff to talk about tonight, so might as well start off with the easy stuff. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. News about Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot. It's not good news. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy archives that go all the way back to 2006. Late 2006, all free. Right there at the top of the website, you'll find the archives, and then you can click into the archives section, and that'll take you way back. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
It's the shirt that you wear most, the white dress shirt. And Paul Frederick has it for you in athletic, trim, big and tall for $19.95. $19.95 is an unheard of price. This is a loss leader price, as a matter of fact, for you to get a quality white dress shirt that fits. Guys, you know you need them. Yours is probably fraying at the collar or on the cuffs. You can get it in more than 55 sleeve, fit, and collar combinations with monogramming. Finally have a shirt that fits you properly. Use promo code TUCK at 1995shirt.com. It's 1995shirt.com, promo code TUCK.
So as we continue here, you can still share your thoughts later on Obsession with Celebrity. Of course, also anything goes if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Here is the not-so-great news, awful news, actually, about Mark Emery. I mean, he's still alive and healthy, which that's good. But unfortunately, it doesn't look like he'll be returning to Canada anytime soon. As you may recall,
even though he's Canadian.
Correct. Even you may recall we've interviewed his wife, Jody, on the show a number of times in the past, and I just saw this news last night. I haven't had a chance to really even reach out to her and ask her to come on, but I wanted to relay this information. So we've been following Mark's case. We've had Mark on in the past, and as you may know, he is in federal prison right now for 5 years for the horrible, horrible crime of selling people seeds over the Internet. they had him extradited from Canada, and the Canadian government folks went along with this. They took one of their own people, supposedly. Yeah. Well, it really just shows obedience on their part to the U.S. federal government. And so they took him out of Canada. They brought him back to, or brought him into the United States, and he is now serving that sentence. Now, in the very beginning, he was serving it at SeaTac, which is a federal maximum security prison in Seattle, the Seattle, Washington area. And so being relatively near Vancouver, which is where he's from, and that's where his wife is.
They were afraid he was going to escape?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Were they afraid he was going to escape?
Oh, as far as why they moved him?
I mean, why maximum security? For selling seeds?
Well, the idea was he was going into Max, and then they were going to transfer him away.
Ah.
And so they were supposed to transfer him away to a prison somewhere that's minimum security. Mm. And they did end up doing that, which means it's that much more difficult for Jody, his wife, to go and see her husband. I mean, she probably would have rather been close by in something.
Sure.
No, maybe not a maximum, probably other federal prisons in the region. But no, they take him and they put him all the way across the country down in Georgia as compared to Seattle. And so they've basically just plucked him and put him as far away as they possibly could. That was bad enough news. Mm-hmm. But she was hoping during this whole process, hoping that there would be a chance to essentially extradite him back to Canada. Mm-hmm. And that this is not an uncommon thing where somebody goes down, serves a little bit of time in the United States for some crime down there, and then they're allowed to serve the rest of their sentence out in the Canadian system, which, for a number of reasons, according to them, is a much better system. It's
closer to home, for one.
There's that, too. So here's the update from StopTheDrugWar.org. Canadian marijuana legalization activist Mark Emery, currently serving a 5-year prison sentence, has been denied his request to finish serving his time in a Canadian prison. His Canadian attorney, Kirk Tissot, said Friday that Emery received notice that U.S. authorities had denied the request on the grounds of the seriousness of the offense.
Oh.
Selling seeds.
I knew it wasn't going to... I'm sorry. Having spent 9 years in prison myself, I just knew that this is... Prison bureaucrats don't gain anything by helping you. So they generally don't do it.
So they also had law enforcement concerns that kept... It was their excuse for keeping this man in their cage. Emery, of course, is known as the Prince of Pot and is serving time for selling marijuana seeds. He, of course, used those profits from the seed sales to fund legalization campaigns in Canada, the United States, and elsewhere. And we've known for a long time that it's because of his political activism that got him targeted.
Sure.
That made him a prime target for the DEA, and they wanted him bad because he wasn't just buying flashy cars and houses with his money. In fact, he wasn't buying those things. He was living, from what I understand, fairly modestly and reinvesting his money into the movement. I mean, to me, Mark Emery is...
He's a hero.
He's a hero, and he's an inspiration for me, because that's kind of how I do things as well, is I take, you know, the money that I make doing this radio show, which I don't think it's probably as much as Mark Emery has made selling marijuana seeds, but I do reinvest it into the movement. Mm-hmm. I do want to see the movement, the Liberty Movement, grow, and having my bank account growing is not going to help that. So reinvesting that is important to me. And so they went after him because that's what he did with his money. Because he helped people get this drug legalized in a lot of places, at the very least for medicinal purposes. And as you'll see later, we've got another article about the Massachusetts decrim situation. The cops are upset about this. They are very upset about changes to the law, even though they always claim to be, oh, we're just enforcing the law. We're just doing our jobs. If you don't like it, just change the law and we'll just do something else. Well, turns out they've got some kind of a stake in this because they continue to be outraged about the fact that the laws are changing and they don't want to see that happen. They like it that drugs are illegal. They like being able to enforce these things. They like being able to kick in people's doors. They like being able to be violent against peaceful people, against people that won't fight back against them. They like that. They like being big bullies. And
some of them.
Yeah, we'll give you more. The ones that do the drug cop enforcing, I think most of them like it.
So, I don't know. I mean, I think they probably get an adrenaline charge out of it, sure.
We'll come back and tell them. I'll tell you more about that because that's another story completely, what the police have been doing. But Emery is currently at a federal holding facility in El Reno, Oklahoma now, while awaiting transfer to a medium security prison in Mississippi. So they transferred him out of his minimum security prison in Georgia, transferred him to a federal holding facility in Oklahoma to transfer him later, expectedly, to a medium security prison in Mississippi. It's unclear as to why he is being transferred to a higher security prison. Under a bilateral treaty, Canadian prisoners serving time in the U.S. can apply to serve their sentence in their home country and vice versa. The guidelines for evaluating prisoner transfer applications are available online. And Mark's attorney says that this refusal is a terrible affront to the sovereignty of Canada. Mark is a target of political persecution that appears to have transcended his conviction and now infects the treaty transfer process. He qualifies under every relevant factor and should have been allowed to serve out his jail term in Canada, close to his wife Jody, and in the country in which all of his activity took place. We call upon Prime Minister, whoever, and the Canadian politicians to do something about this. Whether they will or not remains to be seen. I wouldn't get my hopes up to have politicians go out on the limb for somebody who's an activist. Pretty unlikely.
It doesn't seem likely.
So the United States taxpayer is paying to house and feed this criminal.
This man who sold seeds. Mm-hmm. That's right. He's so important to them mm-hmm. that they won't let him out of their custody. That's how important they consider Mark Emery. But a little more here. Emery's wife, Jody, said she was shocked and sickened by the denial. She said he's been punished for speaking out for the rights of tens of millions of cannabis consumers here and in the U.S., and it is truly frightening. Canadians who feel Mark has been treated unfairly with an unjust 5-year U.S. prison sentence for seeds should punish the conservatives in the federal election coming up on May 2nd for extraditing Mark in the first place. Because there was a huge movement up in Canada by supporters of Mark Emery and supporters of freedom, people that understand the idea of ending drug prohibition. These people poured out in support of Mark Emery. I mean, the politicians were not unaware that this was going on. They were made very aware that this was going on. They could have stopped it. They could have refused to extradite him.
They're not afraid, though. They're not intimidated. The government, the police, they're supposed to be the ones afraid as opposed to the other way around.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that needs to be done for sure. And in the meantime, Mark Emery's going to sit in a cage here in the United States. 1-800-259-9231. Learn more about his case over at cannabisculture.com. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can learn how to help support this program. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more people's ears around the world. Again, go to promote.freetalklive.com. So the update here on Mark Emery is that he is not, again, the Prince of Pot, publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine, now CannabisCulture.com. He's not going back to Canada. The United States federal government is refusing to allow him to be essentially treated back to where he could finish out his sentence in a Canadian prison under the Canadian system. Yeah, and
prisoner exchange program or something like that. I don't even know what it's called, but it allows prisoners of certain nationalities to go back to that nation to do their time. This would honestly be a boon to the American people. The fact is, it costs, you know, estimates range from $50,000 to $100,000 a year to incarcerate an inmate. He's in maximum security. Mm-hmm. He's not in...
he's at a holding center right now and will be in a medium security.
But, well, he's at... I'm sorry, holding centers are all level 5 institutions, yeah, as big as they can. So, and he's been there for months, mm-hmm, months and months. This is, I mean, it should take you 1 month inside of a classification center and then you should be at your permanent institution. I don't know what this this whole thing is about, but this is, you know, the fact is, it's costing the American people something like $100,000 a year to incarcerate, yeah, this guy. Do we really need this extra $500,000
expense?
Okay,
so who's to blame? Personally, who I've been blaming for the last 20 years is the taxpayer. I know that within our community, people will say, well, it's the police or it's the government or it's this, it's the system. I think it's the people that support it and pay for it. Because if you stop feeding the monster, it will weaken to the point where it's easy to be destroyed.
I think that so I've looked into how many people actually pay taxes, all right? And I've looked into it deep, and there aren't many. When you look at a percentage...
What about corporations? Are you including that in your...
I am not. I'm looking at...
just individuals.
Yeah, income, okay. Personal, you know, income tax. There are 141,000... filings in 2009. Some of those are joint filings, so I'm going to...
141,000.
Excuse me, 141 million.
No, 141 million. Big difference.
Wow. Yeah,
it's a big difference, but at least I had my front number right. I just dropped three zeros. What's the big deal? And then of those, 47% didn't actually pay anything to the government. Many of them got, in fact, a welfare thing called the Earned Income Tax Credit.
So only 60 million people a year in the United States are paying taxes, is what you're saying. Out of 300 million.
No, it's a little more than that, but not much more than that.
So one fifth of the population.
I don't know how many people of those 141,000 are joint returns, but I would suspect that a portion of them. I'm not going to tell you. I can't tell you that number. I'm not going to lay out a number because the government obscures those things, and I don't want to. All I can do is suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that fewer than probably a quarter of Americans. Let's just say.
Okay,
a quarter
I said
20%.
You said 25. So
okay,
we're pretty close.
let's go there. A quarter of Americans pay taxes. So are you saying the other three quarters aren't to blame? The ones that fill out their tax returns but get a welfare, stipend thing, like I do, because I've been one of those people.
Do you feel guilty, Mark?
No, I don't. I don't feel that I'm responsible for this Mark Emery thing. I really think it's...
How could you be? How could you be responsible for it? You haven't called for that. You haven't asked for that. You don't want that to happen. I don't want it to happen. And I don't pay federal income tax, but I still, I have a cell phone and there's a tax on that. And
right.
And I pay property tax, and that money goes to violent criminals as well. So, I'm guilty of fear. I'm guilty of the
right.
fear of what those people might do. And the reason why you won't buy a house, Michelle, is because you're afraid too, right? You don't want them to be able to come and take it from you.
No, it's not that I don't want them to come and take it from me. I don't want to... pay into the system, and so I suppose, like, by you could reason out that I don't want to have the house taken, but I've owned several homes before, mm-hmm. and it that's not what stopped me. I didn't pay property taxes on them, so
how do you not pay property taxes on a home? I just don't understand that.
I was thinking about this the last time we talked about it, and the home that my husband and I had together for 8 years, he might have paid twice, actually.
And then what?
Not the other 6 years. You know what? I don't know.
They
wasn't even assessed when I sold the house either.
So there was some sort of bureaucratic.
The place that you guys lived. I mean, your husband's is a very wealthy man.
Rancho Santa Fe, the most exclusive neighborhood in the country. Yeah.
And somehow or another, they just didn't allow one of the mansions to pay property taxes. I'm sorry. I mean, I find this to just be.
We didn't have a mansion, but
look at where I've lived, you lived in a mansion. Okay.
Okay, I'm telling you that. Yeah, it was pretty fancy. I'm telling you that the government is not nearly as organized as we would like to think they are. They're not. It's not nearly as together. And I think that I can't imagine that I was the only one getting away with it.
Well, then do not move to southwestern New Hampshire where they have their crap together and will take your house from you within 3 years of you not paying property taxes.
That's the claim, at least.
Oh, I know they'll do it.
Do you know someone they've done it to?
Taking property from?
Normally,
them?
They take property from. Usually, what happens is they will they'll send out notice and they'll threaten somebody and they'll tell them that they're going to take their house and they'll say, "All right, you've got until this date to pay up," and then everybody pays up unless they're dead. In which case, then the city usually is successful at going ahead and taking somebody's house. In the time that I've been here, Mark, I'm not saying it hasn't happened before our arrival, but in the time that I've been here, there have been a couple of instances where the city has, where I found out that the city was looking at taking houses, and in every one of those instances, by the last moment, every one of those places had paid up. They found the money and they came up with coughed it up.
My experience is in my town, usually what you're talking about are little woodlots and things like that that mm-hmm. people have. They're not where they live. They're just little lots. And they say to themselves, for whatever reason, they put a road through here or they didn't put a road through here. They discontinued the road that I had. This thing just isn't worth paying the taxes on anymore. I mean, you could have a woodlot. There's a woodlot that was attached to my property at one point. The old owners are being assessed $60,000 on it. The thing isn't worth $700,000.
So you're saying that
many
town has snatched those?
Many of these people have chosen not to continue pay taxes on them. The town finally just, says, okay, it's ours, and they take
it. Jeez.
And then they'll attempt to sell it off. So, yes, I've seen property taken from people for the, you know, refusal.
I agree with you, Mark. It seems like governments, the governments I've been around have been very, very Johnny on the spot when it comes to property taxes. They're much better at collecting money from people than they are at doing some other bureaucratic things. So you're saying, Michelle, that you didn't not pay taxes on purpose and that you were invoiced. You're just saying that you were essentially off the books for whatever reason, or to your knowledge.
I intentionally did not pay.
Right.
I
mean, but you never got an invoice.
No, I never got an invoice.
Right.
And the other home that I owned in California, I owned it just for a year. So I probably just kind of slid by.
Most people have, their property taxes include in their mortgage payment, too. So I don't know whether you had mortgage payments or not. You don't have to go into your personal finances here on Free Talk Live, although you are, I guess. But, you know, most of the time that I paid a mortgage, the mortgage company had the property taxes and, you know, whatever else just all wrapped up in there, and you paid it all.
When I think of somebody who doesn't pay property tax, I think of somebody who receives invoices for property tax but doesn't pay.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't very many people that I know of like that. I've met one man who makes that claim, and I believe him. And I wish I just, you know, maybe someday I will have that, the level of courage that that guy does, because I think that's incredible. He hasn't been paying.
I know a couple
for 29
that
years.
has spent the last couple of years not paying their taxes.
Really?
You know them too. They live.
We should talk about that.
Yeah, Winchester.
I don't think I know who those people are.
I know exactly who. So I almost said their names, but okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm very interested in that. So maybe as more people come up here, we'll see more of that. But anyway, kind of got distracted from the main point of the story, which is Mark Emery, who's the Prince of Pot, and the fact that he's going to be in federal prison now, probably for the remainder of his sentence. But the very last bit over at StopTheDrugWar.org does point out that he can reapply, which means beg. He can beg again for another transfer.
In a year.
In 2 years.
Oh.
He's been in, what, 16 months or something?
I think it's been over a year at this point. That's a good question. I'm not sure if it answers that here. Just as he's currently serving.
It's a five-year prison sentence?
Yeah, it's a five-year thing, and I'm pretty sure he's been in for at least a year at this point.
85% for, federal inmates.
Right.
So when he's down for 4 years, he'll be so ready to go home, it won't matter.
So, anyway, that's the update on the Mark Emery case. As I said before, there's probably more detail over at CannabisCulture.com. That's where his wife, Jody, has been blogging about this. She has been receiving blogs from Mark. And so those have been posted, as I understand it. You can go and visit those folks, and they're great, great people. CannabisCulture.com. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. We'll also talk about the police and how they've responded to some decriminalization efforts and the outrage that they are expressing about them. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.